that's right. Joe McAreevy's sister Claire read out a statement on behalf of the family. It says a communique released from Dickon Singwa, who's their counsel. He's acting on behalf of John and the Hart family while they're out here. And Claire said, this is a very distressing time for both our families, and the days ahead will be very difficult for us. We hope that the media will understand that we are anxious that nothing will be said or done that will compromise or prejudice the due process during the trial. We appreciate the interest and the support of many media outlets over the past year, but we hope that whilst here in Mauritius, the media will recognise and accept our need for space and privacy for the duration of the trial. She went on to say that we want to make it clear we will not be making any statements before the end of the trial, nor shall we be taking any questions in order to respect court proceedings. She finished by saying thank you for your support and we ask for your prayers at this time.
Yes, moving words from the family. Alison, in terms of media interest, how much is there at the moment?
Well, there hasn't been much in the papers or indeed on the radio about it, Frank, for the duration of the time that we've been here. But having said that, this morning there was a fair contingent of Mauritian journalists, and I think now that this trial has started, the interest will pick up. Obviously, there's an enormous media brigade here from Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, and indeed England.
How long do you expect to be there? What's the template for that?
Well, the judge was explaining to the jury today that this trial was scheduled to last for 3 weeks. It may last slightly longer than that, but he couldn't give us any definitive dates.
And obviously going by that statement, that there's a call there, you know protocol, the BBC will know protocol, RTE will know protocol, and other respected organisations will follow the protocol and they won't be tracking the family down. But there would be a worry and a concern that some mavericks within the media might try to get the scoop that could hurt the family even more.
Well, all the media we've been dealing with here have been very respectful. They've all kept their distance. No one has approached John. We've seen him on the street here. We've seen him in the court grounds, but we haven't approached him or his family in any way. This is a difficult enough time for them without the added intrusion of the media. And I just hope that, as they said in the statement, that everybody honours that. It's a very, very difficult time for them.
Alison, thanks for your time this morning. Alison Fleming, who's in Mauritius, keeping us up to date with the developments in the trial of those accused of murdering Michaela McAreevy. Yeah.